Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Welcome to the Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show, the podcast with too many pushpins and not enough yarn. I'm your host, Taylor Cole, and I'm here with Aaron, the director, Rogers.
I'm about to leave you on the cutting room floor.
Claire, aggressive hugger, Jennings.
Don't try to confuse me with the facts.
And Tara, creepy moon, Ariano.
What do I have planned? You don't know. Look at my creepy face.
Hello to all, and thanks so much for being here today for the first elimination match in the San Dimas division of our fifth season. But before we get anywhere, we got to introduce one of the people who makes it all happen. It is our pal, Scoremaster Dan. Hey, Dan.
Hi there, Taylor. Now, it's come to our attention that we do have a lot of families who listen to the show together. We love that, and we work hard to make sure our content is appropriate for all ages. It also means that we do have an important role in educating our youth about Glenn A. Larson and Donald P. Belisario, and we take that very seriously.
And also with us today is our friend, production master Dave. Hi, Dave.
Okay, here's what we've got. The Rand Corporation, in conjunction with the Saucer People, under the supervision of the Reverse Vampires, are forcing our parents to go to bed early in a fiendish plot to eliminate the meal of dinner. We're through the looking glass here, people.
Well, I think it's time to head through the looking glass into our first game, a round of My Champion. In this game, each one of our players has chosen their champion from somewhere out in the world of pop culture, but we choose the challenge those champions are undergoing. Horror movie enthusiast Aaron Rogers, who have you got for your champion today?
My champion is Roger Thornhill from North by Northwest.
She's got big hair, a full heart, and she can't lose. It's Claire Jennings. Claire, who is your champion?
Little Alex Horn from Taskmaster.
And making her record sixth appearance on the show, though only three of them were actually planned in advance, Tara Ariano, who is your champion today?
My champion is Amanda Woodward from Melrose Place.
Three fantastic champions locked in. Dan is going to serve as our judge today, so that means it's time to spin the scenario wheel. Today's scenario, which champion would do the best anti-drug PSA? Aaron, why is Roger Thornhill going to give a great anti-drug PSA?
Well, I think Roger Thornhill would give a great anti-drug PSA because it's kind of his job. He's an ad man. He works on Madison Avenue. He knows how to sell people things, whether they know they want them. He says there's no such thing as a lie, only an expedient exaggeration. So he knows how to get what he wants. So I think he could craft, kind of a la Don Draper, the right message to say no to drugs.
Thanks, Aaron. Claire, how about little Alex Horn?
So little Alex Horn is the Taskmaster's majordomo on Taskmaster. And I think that he would set up a scenario for you to work through that was so complicated to mimic what your brain was like on drugs that you would get so frustrated that you would agree never to do drugs ever again or at all because you just want it to end.
Thank you, Claire. And Tara, how about Amanda Woodward from Melrose Place?
Well, she's also in advertising, so that cancels out Roger, sorry. And looks so much better in a short skirt. So if anything about your anti-drug PSA is supposed to be aspirational, those gams. But in addition to that, she would tell you she personally hates drug use so much that when one of her employees, Allison Parker, had a problem with alcohol, she fired her illegally and has never stopped bringing up Allison being an alcoholic since she's been rehired. And finally, she would tell you there are other ways to get where you want to go in life, like scheming, sleeping with people, helping your dad evade federal charges, et cetera, et cetera.
Three great arguments, but Scoremaster Dan is going to be the one to determine our winner. Dan, who's it going to be?
All right. So first off, I think, as always, process of elimination, I think we do have to eliminate little Alex Horn, because as we know from watching Taskmaster, he never wins at anything. And he's always put upon. So I can't imagine he's going to win here. So that brings down to our two ad people. So who would I want to craft a anti-droid PSA? Roger Thornhill, who is baffled by small razors, or Amanda Woodward? And I gotta say, you know, I think Amanda Woodward could make a really good anti-drug PSA, but for anti-drug, I think I want someone who is more staid and conservative that Nancy Reagan would approve of for this whole thing. And so I think it's gotta be our traditional white guy in a gray flannel suit. So our winner today is Aaron and Roger Thornhill.
Hey, speaking about suits, get ready for one, Dan.
Congratulations, Aaron. You have been granted the victory, so that's going to carry you over to answering the half point. Answer this question correctly, and you will get half a point added to your score before the game even fully starts. Here is your half point question. The day this episode drops is the birthday of the actress featured in the well-known 1997 This Is Your Brain on Drugs PSA, in which this actress destroys a kitchen with a frying pan.
Oh, God. I remember that ad, but I have no memory of the actress that was in it, so I will try to think of someone who would have been the right age then. I'm going to say, I don't know, Mayim Bialik. That's not right, but...
No, this is going to be She's All That star Rachel Lee Cook. Now, you may not have gotten the half point, but you still get to go first in round one, Little Golden Sellouts. Once upon a time, Little Golden books were mostly gentle, timeless stories like The Pokey Little Puppy or The Little Engine That Could. While they still publish those, they also now publish a large number of licensed books from around pop culture, resulting in some unexpected titles still aimed at small children. In this game, I'll read you a short excerpt from a licensed Little Golden book, and you have to tell me what property it's licensed from. For instance, if I read you the passage, "After their battles, the turtles return to the safety of their lair to celebrate. Ah," sighs Blank, "victory tastes like pizza." You'd know that it was a Little Golden book about...
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
TMNT, indeed. That would get you 10 points. Now, like in that example, we're going to sometimes remove character names to keep things from being too easy for you. If you need some extra help, I can tell you something about the original property, but then a correct answer is only worth 5. We'll start with our My Champion winner, Aaron. While Ian distracted the giant beast with a bright flare, Alan helped Lex and Tim get away.
Lex and Tim, I think, are the kids from Jurassic Park.
Correct for 10. Next for Tara. Fear, anger, and disgust make her act different. She's a sore loser at hockey tryouts. She talks back to her parents.
Inside Out.
Also for 10. And next to Claire. G is for the Gorn that enjoys a good fight.
Edward Gorey?
Well, that's going to be Star Trek with a Gorn. Coming back to Aaron. Albert, the skipper, announces, "We begin our tour in the Amazon. We leave the dock."
Albert, the skipper. Can I have a hint, please?
A very mild theme park ride turned into a movie in 2021.
Is that Jungle Cruise?
Yes, and we should note that Albert the Skipper in this book is not the name of Albert Dwayne Johnson's character in that movie. Next up to Tara. She has lots of adventures in space. Once, she saw an alien trying to steal a mysterious device. She caught the thief, but the object exploded, giving her special abilities.
Hint?
A 2019 Marvel movie.
Captain Marvel.
Yes, for 5. Over to Claire. Along with the Great Rebellion, we charged into battle. "For Castle Bright Moon," yelled Glimmer. The new Horde leader, Katra, met us with an army.
Is that My Little Ponies? Friendship is Magic? No.
That's going to be She-Ra and the Princesses of Power, so that includes either the 1985 cartoon or its 2018 reboot.
Does sound like My Little Pony, though. Bright Moon, Glimmer, Katra.
Glimmer, yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I definitely had both of those sets of toys as a child, but...
Next up, back to Aaron. He protected the child wherever they went. They became a family. This is the way.
Is that The Mandalorian?
Yes. and for Tara. It's a good thing Blank always keeps power-ups handy. The superstar makes him invincible and helps keep him safe.
Super Mario Brothers.
Correct. Next up, back to Claire. Together, they kept their home safe. He enjoyed playing magical pranks on their enemies. Making illusions of his brother was one of his favorite tricks.
Can I get a hint?
A 2021 streaming show.
A streaming show? I don't know. Pass.
On Disney Plus, that's going to be Marvel's Loki. Well, that's going to take us into our first score break from Score Master Dan.
Right now, Aaron and Tara are tied with 25 points apiece. They're both doing very, very well. Claire is going with the time-honored strategy of trying to shoot the moon. She currently has zero. We'll see if she can keep it up.
Coming back into it with Aaron for your next Little Golden Book pop culture excerpt. Suddenly, a spooky voice boomed. The choice is made. Whoa, Blank shouted, looking at his teammates. Did you choose anything?
At his teammates. Can I have a hint, please?
A 1984 supernatural comedy.
Oh, Ghostbusters.
Dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Yes, from the beginning of the show, 5 points for Ghostbusters. Next to Tara. He knew he had to do something, so he destroyed his evil master. They worked together to defeat the powerful Red Guards.
Oh, this is the, no, what is it called? The Rise of Skywalker? That's not right. It's the second movie, and I can't remember what it's called. I'm sorry. Force Awakens! No, that's not right either.
You got the first and the third. That second, episode 8 in that sequel trilogy, is Star Wars The Last Jedi.
Yeah!
I have failed you at some
point.
I'm
sorry. Yeah.
Kicking it back to Claire. Blank liked his privacy. So when a whole group of fairy tale guests showed up, he bellowed, "Why are you in my swamp?"
Shrek.
I didn't want to do a Scottish accent. I thought that would have given it away too much. Also, you don't want to hear my Scottish accent. One more Little Golden Book excerpt apiece. This one is for Aaron. He found Blank with the Amazons. "We can't win without you," he said. Blank hated leaving, but she loved helping her friends.
Wonder Woman?
What?
Not too far off, it is referencing the Wonder Woman adjacent sequence in Space Jam A New Legacy, where Lola Bunny is found with the Amazonian Wonder Woman.
That cursed property.
Yep.
All right, Tara, for you. When single shines the triple sun, what once was sundered and undone shall be whole, the two made one, by Gelfling hand or else by none.
Ooh, the Dark Crystal.
And closing out round one with Claire. She went outside. She wanted to be alone, but soon a happy butterfly started talking to her. She didn't know the butterfly's name, and she didn't care.
I need a hint for a talking butterfly.
A meme character created in 2012 who starred in a 2014 made-for-TV holiday movie.
Oh, I mean, I know the meme, but I don't know the source. Damn, what is all this time on the internet spent for?
Go with your gut for the source of the pop culture property, a meme character.
I'm going to guess Sailor Moon, even though I know that's not right.
Not quite. We're looking at Grumpy Cat. The Grumpy Cat Little Golden Book. Well, that'll do it for round one. Up next, the scores from Dan and on to round two. Hi, listeners. Taylor here to tell you about what's going on our Patreon this week. This Friday morning, our subscribers will get a bonus game called A Chip Off the Old Mech. The CW is rebooting Legends of the Hidden Temple this week, so we've got a whole set of trivia about game shows aimed at kids. Name the show from an excerpt of their rules and regulations. So throw on those nostalgia caps for anyone who loved watching game shows as a child, and come join us over on our Patreon.
Going into round two, it's time for the 5 Kadam score break. The 5 Kadam score break. We took 1 Kadam off to honor the Hebrew god whose score break this is. At this point, Tara is in the lead with 35 points. Aaron is close behind with 30. Claire is on the board. She's got 10 points and will go first in round two.
Claire's also going to get a chance to make up some serious ground based on the standings right now. She's going to get to answer the Threequalizer. Claire, I'm going to ask you a question that has three possible answers. You're going to have three guesses to get as many answers correct as you can. 10 points for each correct answer. Here is your Threequalizer question. Oliver Stone has promulgated some interesting theories about American history and politics in his movies, including three movies he's directed that are named after U.S. presidents. What are they?
JFK, W, and another one. let's see. Obama? Did he do an Obama?
I know, but I worried that's coming down the pike. No, that is going to be his 1995 Anthony Hopkins starring movie, Nixon.
Oh, sure.
But you still get 20 points for JFK and W. We're going to keep things conspiratorial in round two, entitled, It's All Connected, Man. Hollywood has been trying to warn us about the organizations that secretly run the world for years. But people keep laughing their warnings off as if they were fictional. In this game, I'm going to describe a conspiracy from a movie or TV show, telling you who is doing what and why. You have to name the property. So, if I told you that this 1962 movie has communists brainwashing POWs in order to use them as patsies in a plot to overthrow the U.S. government, you'd know I was talking about
The Manchurian Candidate.
The Manchurian Candidate, that answer would get you 30 points. If you need some more help, I can tell you who is uncovering the conspiracy or even who plays them. But the more hints you get, the fewer points a correct answer is worth. Claire, hot off the Threequalizer, we're going to start round two with you. This conspiracy comes from a 1993 TV series. Elements in the government are colluding with aliens to use a sentient black goo to turn humans into a slave race, while another consortium is trying to make a hybrid that can withstand that. And also bees, maybe?
1993? Can I have a hint?
Uncovering this conspiracy is two FBI agents.
Okay, was the obvious thing. Okay, X-Files. I was like, bees at bees, the movie. Bees, yes, bees.
Jerry Seinfeld's bee movie.
Everyone gets bees, according to Oprah, right?
Yes, but after one hint, that's 20 more points for Claire. Next to Aaron. This is from a 1990 movie. In order to maintain control of the Mars colonies, a corporate head brainwashes one of his aides, then makes him think he's a rebel so he can infiltrate the resistance.
1990, I have a guess, and I'm trying to decide, do I go for it or do I get a hint to be sure, but I'm going to guess Total Recall.
Correct for the full 30. Next to Tara. This conspiracy is from a 1988 movie. A mysterious company buys the city trolley network and kills a studio head in order to get control of a minority neighborhood outside LA to build a freeway.
Is that Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yes, for another 30. Coming back to Claire. This is from a 2001 TV series. The CIA plants deadly gas in the Ontario airport so terrorists will take it, causing an explosion in the Middle East to give the US a reason to send troops to the area.
Can I have a hint?
Uncovering this conspiracy are agents of the CTU.
The CTU. I feel like there's a lot of TV around that time that could be around, related to terrorism. Can I have another hint?
Most notably, one of these agents was played by Kiefer Sutherland.
Damn it. excuse me. 24?
Yes, for 10 more. Next up, back to Aaron. This comes from a 1997 movie. A presidential administration facing a sex scandal hires a Hollywood spin doctor to fabricate a war in the Balkans in order to distract the public.
I believe that's Wag the Dog.
Very
yes,
underrated
the movie of Wag the Dog.
Very underrated movie. Mm-hmm.
So different than the book, which is just about staging the Gulf War and like uses real politicians' names in it.
Huh.
I had no idea. I didn't even know it was a book.
Oh, yeah. It's all about like Jim Baker and George H.W.
Crazy.
Next up, back to Tara. This is from a 1988 movie. Aliens have replaced most of the major players in the government, business, and the media, and use subliminal messages to keep the populace subservient and hide their true identities.
They live? They live! Exclamation mark is what I should have said.
A movie that when I saw on the shelves as a kid at Blockbuster, I thought was a concert film for the band They. They Live.
Little Taylor Cole.
Next up, back to Claire. This is from a 1993 movie. An oil tycoon wants to exploit Louisiana marshlands, but is stymied by endangered water birds. The case is set to go to the Supreme Court, so he sets out to assassinate the justices who might rule against him.
Pelican Brief.
Adapted from the Grisham novel that is The Pelican Brief. Back to Aaron. From a 2001 movie, the owners of a factory using extra-dimensional travel to produce clean energy cover up the fact that extra-dimensional creatures aren't actually dangerous.
Could I have a hint, please?
Uncovering this conspiracy are two factory workers.
Could I have another hint, please?
Those factory workers are voiced by John Goodman and Billy Crystal.
Ugh, Monsters, Inc.
410, yes. Back over to Tara. This is from a 1974 movie. A government committee works to cover up the work of a psychological testing corporation that is identifying psychopaths and using them to commit assassinations of any political candidate or journalist who might actually threaten the powers that be.
I have a guess, but I'm not confident, so I will take a hint, please.
Being uncovered by a reporter who witnessed an assassination at the Space Needle.
The Parallax View? Oh, I should
correct
have just said
for
it.
20.
Well done.
The movie, though not at all based on the Slavoj Žižek book of the same name. Let's take it over to Dan for an update on the scores.
Absolutely. Congratulations on pronouncing the name of the father of modern dialectical materialism correctly. That's impressive. At this point, Tara is in the lead. She has 115 points. Aaron is close behind with 100, and Claire's close behind that. She has 90 points. It is close all around, going into the back half of round two.
Love to see it. Let's get back to Claire. Your conspiracy comes from a 2009 movie. An industrialist is going to try and manufacture world peace by staging a psychic attack on New York and is killing anyone who threatens his plan.
Can I have a hint?
This conspiracy is being uncovered by a bean-loving, disheveled, conspiracy-loving superhero.
I wonder if this is one of the Marvels that I don't know. Can I have another hint?
This superhero is played in the movie version by Jackie Earle Haley.
It's not The Tick, because that's not a movie. Just a bunch of TV shows. I can't come up with it. It's just out of reach.
Jackie Earle Haley as Rorschach in the movie version of Watchmen.
It's pretty much follows the same plot as The Tick, so you're really close.
Yeah.
He was in the latest Tick.
Yeah, he's so funny on it.
Yeah.
All right, next up to Aaron. This conspiracy is from a 1998 movie. To cover up the fact that a missile defense system doesn't work, a Navy commander pays a boxer to throw a fight to provide cover for the assassination of the Secretary of Defense.
Oh, God. I don't know. Could I have a hint, please?
With a conspiracy being uncovered by a shady police detective.
Could I have another hint, please?
That shady police detective is played by my hero and yours, Nicolas Cage.
Oh, is this the Brian De Palma movie, Snake Eyes?
Wow.
Nice pull for
nice.
10.
Good job. Nice.
And back to Tara, a conspiracy from a 1973 movie. In a miserable future, a food company murders a member of their board who has qualms about the highly sustainable process being used to manufacture their new product line.
Soylent Green?
Yes, for the full 30. One more conspiracy apiece, this one is for Claire. It comes from a 1991 movie. A corporation is trying to gather crystals Da Vinci hid in various places in order to build a machine that turns lead into gold and take over the world? Question mark?
Oh, man. I'm going to need a hint.
This conspiracy is being uncovered by a musical cat burglar and his crew.
I missed this movie somehow. Please give me another hint.
That cat burglar is played by Bruce Willis.
Oh, it's something dimension. Is it the fifth dimension? No. Is it the ninth dimension? Seventh?
I think you're thinking of the fifth element, which is its answer.
I might keep cursing. I'm so sorry.
I think it's Hudson Hawk.
Yes, oh. Hudson Hawk has that.
We should just let her name all the dimensions before we. I was really enjoying that.
You could have just let me spiral for a while. Yeah. I'll bring it up with my therapist, but that's fine. It's fine. No, I'm teasing. It's fine.
Aaron, this comes from a 1976 TV miniseries. The wife of an emperor uses poison and scandal to remove all the claimants to the throne in order to install her own son, Tiberius.
Is that I, Claudius?
For the full 30, yes. Well done.
That's beautiful.
And closing out round two with Tara. This is from a 1997 movie. The CIA is using psychotropic drugs and The Catcher in the Rye to create and control assassins.
Hint.
This conspiracy is being uncovered by a mentally unstable cab driver and a U.S. attorney.
Is this the movie that's called Conspiracy Theory?
A very on-brand way to close out our second round of games about conspiracy theories. Next up, the scores from Dan and on to the final round. Before we get to our last round of play, it's time for the home version. Listeners correctly guess the answer to Dan's riddle by the time next week's episode drops, and you can win the chance to name a score break here on the show. Take it away, Dan.
A normal life is what she chose, but her hex magic still freely flows. In a New Jersey town, earns a magical crown to go with her new movie clothes.
Think you know the answer to that? Find the page for this episode at our website, usaquizshow.com, and show off that pop culture knowledge. Then find the answer on our social media pages next week at USA Quiz Show. Thanks for the riddle, Dan. How about the scores?
Going to round three, it's time for the Science Guy Exposition Dump score break. The Science Guy Exposition Dump, be it a professor, an animated DNA strand, or some kook in a lab coat, the Science Guy is here to help, standing by to lecture important plot points while gobsmacked characters stare into space and ask all the questions the audience might have. No plot contrivance is too outlandish when you have the Science Guy to explain everything and get your story moving. Right now, Tara is in the lead with 165 points, Aaron is close by with 140, Claire has 90, but that means she'll have to go first in round three, and she'll need to get 8 correct questions in order to move into the lead.
8's definitely been done before, so it's still anybody's game in the lightning round. Players have their choice of categories and then have 90 seconds to answer as many questions in that category as they can. 10 points for each correct answer you provide. Today's categories are a particular set of skills, low risk, high reward, iMovies, and Uno, Dos, Tres, Catorce. Now, those topics might be a little bit mysterious from name alone, so pick the thing you think you're going to do best on, or keep something easy away from one of your fellow players. Claire, in third place, you get to choose first which of the four categories would you like. Once again, they are a particular set of skills, low risk, high reward, iMovies, and Uno, Dos, Tres, Catorce.
I'm going to go with the first one, a particular set of skills. I think it might be about assassins.
I assume because that's you're referring to Liam Neeson's particular set of skills in the Taken films.
Oh, I hope now it's about Liam Neeson and not the Taken films.
Oh, this is all about Liam Neeson, his whole life and career.
Oh, then that's great. Okay.
90 seconds on the clock. Timer starts when I finish reading the first question. Claire, are you ready?
As ready as I can be.
He played this Jedi in The Phantom Menace.
Oh, pass.
He features in the meal ticket segment of this Coen Brothers anthology film.
Coffee and Cigarettes?
The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. This actor shoots Neeson dead at the end of Widows.
Pass. This is going to be terrible.
In Love Actually, he shows this movie to his lovesick son.
Oh, this is going to be an absolutely terrible pass.
He plays a reporter for this channel during the showdown in Anchorman 2.
Pass. Damn it.
He was replaced by this actor for Steven Spielberg's Lincoln.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Aslan the Lion is a deity-like figure in this magical realm.
Narnia.
He commands this Russian submarine with Harrison Ford, nicknamed the Widowmaker.
K-29?
K-19. Henry Ducard is revealed to be this villain in Batman Begins.
Pass.
Silence was the second time he played a priest in a Scorsese movie. This was the first.
Pass.
In The A-Team, he chomps cigars while playing this character.
Pass.
In 2017, he played Mark Felt, the FBI agent better known by this pseudonym.
It's not Deep Throat, but Deep Throat. Oh, it is. Okay.
Deep Throat, right before the buzzer.
Well, I got something right.
All right, Dan, let's hear the Claire report.
All right, so let's go through the passes first real quick. In The Phantom Menace, Liam Neeson played Qui-Gon Jinn. In Widows, he's shot dead by Viola Davis. In Love Actually, he shows the movie Titanic to his lovesick son, which is a weird choice, but it's not a great movie, so there you go. He plays a reporter for The History Channel in Anchorman 2. Henri Ducard is revealed to be Ra's al Ghul in Batman Begins. He played a priest in the Scorsese movie Gangs of New York. And in The A-Team, he took over the role of John Hannibal Smith, who loves it when a plan comes together. Claire got 3 correct answers, giving her a total of 120 points. Not at all bad, but not enough to move into first in this very tough game. Aaron's up next. He has 140 points. He'll need 3 correct in order to move into first place.
I should have just guessed. I told myself beforehand, just guess things, and I didn't do it. So there we go.
All right, Aaron, 3 categories left for you to choose from. They are low risk, high reward, iMovies, and uno, dos, tres, catorce.
I will go with iMovies.
A guess as to what's going on in that category?
Movies starting with the letter I, maybe?
Ah, okay. More or less, even more specific, movie starting with the word or pronoun I. So okay. I as its own word. 90 seconds on the clock. Aaron, are you ready?
I am ready.
The sequel to this 1997 slasher flick added still to the title.
I Know What You Did Last Summer.
1994's I Love Trouble stars Nick Nolte and her as competing Chicago reporters.
Julia Roberts.
Will Smith starred in this 2007 Richard Matheson adaptation.
I Am Legend.
This Freaky Friday star is twins or maybe a ghost in 2007's I Know Who Killed Me.
Lindsay Lohan.
Alexander Payne somehow wrote this 2007 Adam Sandler Kevin James comedy.
I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry.
This 2017 comic book adaptation centers on a girl who fights monsters to escape her real-life struggles.
Pass.
This West Wing star is Margot Robbie's mom in I, Tonya.
Allison Janney.
Paul Rudd goes looking for a male friend in this 2009 comedy.
I Love You, Man.
I Saw the Light stars Tom Hiddleston as this Hey Good Lookin' singer.
Hank Williams.
Amy Schumer and Michelle Williams star in this 2018 comedy.
Pass.
In an episode of Highway to Heaven, he satirized his own starring role in I Was a Teenage Werewolf.
Michael Landon.
Will Smith starred in this 2004 Isaac Asimov adaptation.
I, Robot.
This Gone Girl star has the lead in 2020's I Care a Lot.
Rosamund Pike.
This 2002 spy movie paired Eddie Murphy and Owen Wilson.
I Spy.
We're taking I Spy
nice
at
round.
The buzzer. Nice job, Aaron.
Thank you.
Let's hear the Aaron report from Dan.
Absolutely. Only 2 passes to go over. The 2017 comic book adaptation is I Kill Giants from Joe Casey's comic book of the same name. And Amy Schumer and Michelle Williams star in the 2018 comedy I Feel Pretty, which is problematic for a lot of reasons we don't have to get into here. Aaron had a fantastic round. He got 12 correct answers. That brings him a total of 260 points. Tara's up next. She has a tall order. She'll need to get 10 correct answers in her lightning round in order to take the win.
All right, Tara, two categories left. We've got low risk, high reward, and uno, dos, tres, catorce.
Well, my opponents have done a great job picking categories because I hate both of these. I'm not going to go with uno, dos, tres because I'm pretty sure that's about you too. So I will take risk, reward.
Do you have a guess on low risk, high reward?
It's, I've eliminated all other choices, so no.
Well, there's no company that's better with the low-risk, high-reward model than putting out a bunch of movies that have no budgets and just hoping a couple of them hit big.
Oh, no.
That's going to be Blumhouse Productions. Oh, so this is movies released by Blumhouse.
Okay.
90 seconds on the clock. Tara, are you ready?
As ready as anyone has ever been.
This debut film from director Jordan Peele is Blumhouse's highest domestic box office earner.
Get out.
James Wan directs the first two films in this Blumhouse horror franchise.
The Conjuring.
Insidious. The Belko experiment was written by this Troma Films alum.
Pass.
There are this many theatrically released films in the Paranormal Activity series.
7?
6. Sinister director Scott Derrickson later helmed the first movie for this MCU hero.
Pass.
This time loop horror comedy features a lead character named Tree.
Pass.
This jazz drumming drama was the first Blumhouse film to get a Best Picture Oscar nomination.
Oh my god, what was it called? Pass!
All laws are off for one night a year in this movie series.
The Purge.
This mumblecore figure plays the title role in Creep.
Pass.
This director released the second and third installments of his Eastrail 177 trilogy through Blumhouse.
Pass.
The first movie in this horror franchise takes place entirely on a laptop screen.
Pass.
This Jennifer Lopez thriller was written by a former criminal lawyer.
Thriller? Pass.
Elizabeth Moss is tormented by a new version of this classic horror character.
The Invisible Man after
the buzzer. We'll take it. We might as well.
Man, they put out a lot of stuff, those Blumhousers.
I didn't know they did the drumming one.
Yeah, we're about to find out what it is. Dan,
I
give us the Tara report.
I know what it's called and I couldn't pull
it's
it.
Whiplash.
It's Whiplash.
All right, let's go through the passes. So we had to point out, of course, that James Gunn is the Troma Films alumni who wrote the Belko experiment. Scott Derrickson later helmed Doctor Strange in the MCU. The time loop horror comedy is Happy Death Day. The Blumhouse film that got a Best Picture Oscar nomination is, of course, Whiplash. If we're talking mumblecore, it's got to be Mark Duplass, especially if he's playing a creep. I really was surprised that you, Tara, didn't get this because, of course, M. Night Shyamalan is the only person on Earth who refers to his movies as the Eastrail 177 trilogy. That's just him. We're talking, of course, there about the films after Unbreakable.
Sure.
The first movie in the horror franchise takes place entirely on a laptop screen that is Unfriended, the Jennifer Lopez thriller, in which case she gets gifted a first edition of the Iliad, because that's a thing.
Oh, yeah.
The Boy Next Door. Yes.
Yeah. Tara got 3 correct answers, so not enough to pull into first. That means our final scores are Claire with 120, Tara with 195, and our winner with 260 points after an amazing lightning round, it's Erin.
Erin, congratulations. Yay.
All right. Thank you.
Congratulations, Erin. But that does mean it is the end of the line for Claire and Tara. Thank you so much again, Tara. It's our last minute fill-in. We really super duper appreciate you being here. Claire, though, before you go, is there anything you'd like to plug for our listeners?
I feel like the world's falling apart again. I would reach out to whatever local group helps refugees right now. Help your community wherever you live, including the people joining your community.
Thank you, Claire. And Tara, anything you'd like to plug?
Sure. I will follow Claire's lead and say abortion funds need your help right now. So go to nnaf.org to donate to those. They do very important work, but you can also find me on Instagram and Twitter at TaraArino, plugging my various doings.
Thank you, Tara. But the biggest congratulations for our game today are for Erin. Erin, you're going to be moving on to the San Dimas High Division Finals.
Woo.
Until that game, though, what are you going to be watching, listening to study up?
Need to brush up on the MCU, probably, because that's a big blind spot. So I will watch some of those. Get on Disney Plus.
There you go. And anything you'd like to plug, Aaron?
I would echo what Claire and Tara said, donations to anyone helping refugees or women in Texas or any worthy cause. I don't do a lot online, but I am on Letterboxd and Instagram at Arbogast1960 if people are interested in that.
Fantastic. Thank you, Aaron. And listeners, you can also follow Aaron as the clapboard emoji over on our season 5 bracket. Well, that'll wrap it up for this week. Be sure to come back next week for the first match of the season over in the Rancho Carne High Division. Well, I've been your host, Taylor Cole, and on behalf of Scoremaster Dan and Production Master Dave, thank you for listening to the Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show. And for Tara, it was a good thing blank always keeps power-ups handy. The superstar makes him invincible and help keeps him safe.
Do you want to take that again? Helps keep him safe?
Yep.
Sorry.
I didn't know if you were going to answer
and
that.
Show,
I'd go back
clip
the
right there.
Just trying to be helpful.
Tara, the editor, can't turn it off.